I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Monday, my darlings. We have finally made it. It is officially the last week of the year. This week is the final week of 2021. It's the week leading us into the new year. I am so excited to finally have arrived to this place. I know we said that last year too. And I feel like we should, I don't know if anybody saw that meme on Instagram where we should all just be very cautious when we enter 2022. No one enter 2022 screaming, this is my year. Just don't touch anything. Don't break anything. Don't disturb anybody. Just quietly enter 2022, hoping for a peaceful, non-chaotic, more normal year. Okay, all jokes aside, this week is a really big week for all of us. If you listen to this show or to the main Yoga Girl podcast, you know that intention setting is a huge part of my practice. Every year at the end of the year, I do two big podcasts, one that allows us to process and release the year that's just been, and one that allows us to set the intentions for every area of our lives for the year that's ahead. So this week on Yoga Girl Daily, of course, we are going to do both. We're going to focus on releasing 2021 so that we can make space for and invite in 2022.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Our intention for the week is this. This week, I will let go of 2021 and set my intentions for 2022. This week, I will let go of 2021 and set my intentions for 2022. Now, maybe you've done this already. I had a big Processing 2021 podcast on the Yoga Girl podcast. That's the long format show. It was out a week or a week and a half ago, a while ago, actually. So you've had some time to really do that practice of processing and releasing the year. If you haven't done it yet, it's a big practice. You grab your journal and your pen, head over there to search Yoga Girl podcast on the podcast app and you'll find it and do that practice. It's a really good one. And then the week after that, which was just this Friday, I released the big intention setting podcast on the main podcast for next year. And that process, that practice, you got to get to it. We have to process 2021 so that we have enough clarity and understanding around what intentions we want to set. And then for the intention setting practice, we need to actually sit down and really be with ourselves for a moment so we can listen to what our heart tells us so that we can write out and get clear on what our goals are for next year, the energy we want to feel next year, the things we want to get to, the things we're leaving behind and not picking up with a 10-foot pole, all of that messy, delicious, joyful, exciting stuff we do in those two big practices. Now, at the end of every year, I do a big intention setting practice. So if you want to join me live January 30th on yogagirl.com, we're going to do the big intention setting practice online live all together. So hopefully I'll see you there. But however you choose to do it, of course, you don't have to do these practices with me. You can do them on your own. This week, I want you to take some time to reflect on what 2021 has brought you, because by doing that, it will be much easier for you to reach for the intentions you want to set for 2022. We can't just focus on everything we want to manifest and everything we want to create and invite all these big intentions without first making room. We have to process the old. We have to let go of the stuff that hasn't been serving us. We have to actually alchemize any emotion that might be stuck inside of us from 2021 so that there is enough space and opening inside of ourselves to start manifesting everything we want to create in the new year. So remember that these two practices go hand in hand. We can't set our intentions without first processing, and we process so that we can set those beautiful intentions. I know you are ready for a new beginning. And you know how I know? Because I have never been this ready for a new beginning in my entire life. I'm ready. You're ready. We're all ready for this next year to actually be a year that aligns with where we are. And I think we've changed over the past 2 years. We know now hard things can come our way and we're ready. We want our feet firmly planted on the earth. We're grounded. We're here. I think this new year is less around trying to have all these things we want work out our way, and it's more around getting ourselves ready for whatever comes, staying anchored in who we are. I hope this week brings you tons of clarity, and I hope you enjoy the process of releasing and inviting in the new. Hope to see you on yogagirl.com for the big intention setting practice. Have a beautiful week. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow.